Hey, Jim.
Halloween arrives a couple of weeks early when shock rocker Alice Cooper rolls into town this Saturday. He'll be performing at the Stormont Vale Events Center. Well, Alice, first of all, welcome to town, and I want to say thank you for bringing your nightmare to us.
Kansas has always been a great rock audience for us, and we got Ace Frehley with us from Kiss. He opens the show, and he's got a great band. I mean, it's really an amazing night of rock and roll. So we've had nothing but sellout shows since we started. So it's going to be great to be there.
Well, I just saw your show in St. Louis back on October 2nd. What an incredible time that was. Looking forward to reliving that again this Saturday night here in Topeka. Now, your people told me that they believe this may be your first interview on a country station. Well, once management gets wind of this, this might be my last interview on a country station. But you know a thing or two about asking for forgiveness rather than permission, right?
Well, here's the thing. There's such a thin line between country and rock at this point. I know as many, you know, young country bands that are half rock and half country, you know. Now, of course, the Alice Cooper show is going to be, like you said, a Halloween party. It's basically, in fact, I expect the audience to come in costume. I mean, if you're not going to get more Halloween than Alice Cooper and Ace Frehley. So even if you're not a rock fan, the show is absolutely spectacular, and you're going to have the time of your life.
And, well, when I told a few people that I was going to be talking with you, and they're like, why is Alice on a country station? And I'm like, look, you know what? He's been in the entertainment world long enough. I'm sure you've got some friends and some acquaintances from country music. Heck, I know you've made albums in Nashville or recorded songs down in Nashville before.
I've done the last two or three albums in Nashville. I didn't do the Detroit album there, but in fact, I'm doing the next two albums in Nashville. And, you know, I know all the guys there. I mean, Vince Gill played on one of my songs, and he played a guitar solo that just, I mean, it was just unbelievable on it because he used to be in a rock band.
Well, and Vince, actually, he's on your Welcome to My Nightmare 2 album. I'm a encyclopedia of Alice Cooper information, if I may dare so say so myself.
You probably know more than I do.
Well, you've also got the Saga of Jesse Jane, and tell people what that country song is about.
Oh, that's, well, I mean, I was doing a Johnny Cash tribute, and, you know, his idea, he was a, he's cross-country truck driver who happens to be a cross-dresser also. And, you know, he goes into a McDonald's, he's got wearing a wedding dress. And he doesn't see anything wrong with this at all. Of course, then they all gang up on him, and he pulls a pistol out of his Wonder Bra and kills a bunch of them. And you know, he goes to jail, and he says, I'm going to make somebody in here one hell of a wife. Now, you might think that that's politically incorrect, but I'm politically incoherent, so it doesn't really matter. You know, I mean, we did that song, what, 8 years ago or something like that. But it's a very funny song. And, the country, what I really like about the country music is the humor involved in it. And there's a lot of very funny country songs. So I admire that, and I always admire the guitar playing. Everybody has great guitar players in country music.
Well, something else that I think country music fans can appreciate about Alice Cooper is, you could say in general that country music fans are all about God, country, and family. And your show, in a very unique way, represents all of that.
Yeah. We're very all-American. And at the same time, everybody knows I'm Christian, And the character Alice Cooper is a villain, but he's a very humorous villain, I think. And the audience will totally get that. I think they'll get the whole, the comedy involved in it. But the band, I've got Nita Strauss, and you saw her play in St. Louis. She was voted guitarist of the decade, and she looks like a Victoria's Secret model and plays like Eddie Van Halen, and our drummer won best drummer in rock. So, I mean, my band is just, like, matchless. I mean, there's nobody as good as these guys out there.
And I will say this. I've had the opportunity to meet your band before, and they are all incredibly kind and nice human beings. But I want
They're
you to
very
go,
cool.
I want you to go easy on Nita, because I have seen the video circulating online where you smack your cane on stage, it breaks, and pops her in the head.
She didn't even miss a note.
No.
She didn't miss a note. I mean, she is a trooper. And she had a nice knot on her head. And I didn't even know that happened until the end of the show. Well, nobody, you know, everybody mentioned about it. I said, oh, really? Because I break that cane every night, you know, and I just didn't see it go that way. But, you know, but yeah, she had a nice knot, but I swear she never missed a note.
Oh, I've seen the video and I've heard her play, and no, she is a completely a true professional. Well, hey, I have been one of your minions, and by minions, I'm not talking about those little yellow creatures, ever since an uncle gifted me your greatest hits album when I was a kid. In fact, I used to write lyrics and then mail them to your record company, hoping they would pass them along to you. Then you'd put out a new album, and I would snatch it up as fast as I could to hear if anything that I wrote made it. Well, that never happened. But I'm just wondering, what's maybe one of the crazy things that fans have sent or presented to you over the years?
Oh man, I've gotten so many things. I had one actually, you know, I can't even explain it. We have a warehouse in Los Angeles, and it is from all the different shows. Now, over the period of 50 years, all the different theatrical shows. And I would guess that nobody would want to stay all night in that warehouse. Because, I mean, you can imagine all the stuff that's been there, and you know that's all been on tour, and you know a lot of the things people bring those things to the show, and we made this for you, and we did this, and all that warehouse is full of that stuff. We could just open it up as a Halloween attraction.
Well, I was going to say,
you know, and have people walk through.
That could make for a very nice museum one day. Well, I know we're running on limited time here, so I have one other question that I wanted to ask you. You work with another band called the Hollywood Vampires, featuring Joe Perry of Aerosmith. You've also got actor Johnny Depp in there. But back in the 70s, you ran with some other guys, and you were hooligans of sorts. Well, one of those other guys that you ran with and you called yourselves the Hollywood Vampires was John Lennon. Did the two of you ever put pen to paper or try to collaborate on any songs?
You know, it was funny because his favorite song was Elected. When he heard Elected, he said that was his very favorite song because it was political, but it was certainly funny at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but John always tried to get me into politics. And I said, John, I said, you're trying to save the world. I'm just trying to entertain him, you know. But we were very close friends. And like you said, that the Vampires was Harry Nilsson, Bernie Taupin, who, you know, wrote all of Elton stuff, Mickey Dolenz, Keith Moon, you know, I mean, everybody you could think of in Hollywood is in that drinking club. And, it was a lot of fun. I mean, you know, it was fun while it lasted. And then we all had to, at some point, get sober. You know, I've been sober 39 years now, but the guys that didn't get sober are no longer with us. And, you know, John's situation was different,
right.
But a lot of those guys that passed away were guys that just, you know, they just took it to the limit.
Well, hey, man,
you know, the funny thing about Johnny Depp, you know, Johnny was a guitar player before he was an actor. So Johnny right now is working with Jeff Beck, you know, and with the Vampires should be getting together next year, I would imagine, near the end of summer to do a European tour. And, Johnny can play guitar with anybody, man. He's played with McCartney, he's played with the Stones, he's played with everybody.
Well, I've got both of the Hollywood Vampires albums, and yeah, it's impressive from start to finish, every single song. Well, hey, Alice Cooper, you've been very generous with your time this morning. You're probably itching to get out on the golf course or mix up some witch's brew or something or another, so I won't keep you any longer. But I just want to say, man, thank you for all the music, the mayhem, and the fun you've given fans over the years. And this Saturday night at the Stormont Vail Event Center here in Topeka, no doubt about it, it's going to be a wonderful nightmare. Thank you, man.
Oh, it's going to be great. If you haven't been to a Halloween party, an Alice Cooper Halloween party, and you're out there, you're missing something. This is a party.
And I will confirm and back that up because I've been to like 40 shows and I've really kind of lost track. But definitely a minion, no doubt about it. Well, hey, thank you for taking a chance on a country music station and doing this interview. I love you, and have yourself a great day.
Hey, thanks a lot. Thanks, and I'll see you soon.
All right, take care.
Thanks, Jimmy.
Bye-bye.